Good morning, youth. Welcome. If you're visiting also to our church, Life Creek Church, you're welcome. Hope you enjoy your visit here. What we're going to be doing in the next two Sundays will be the first sermon today will be trying to get our church, you guys, God's people, to give yourself more to the Word of God. And then next Sunday is going to be about prayer, to get God's people to not just pray more, but the quality. It's not just the, you guys heard that, right? Not the quantity, but quality. It's the way you pray to God and how you communicate with God in 2019. That's important. So we're going to do the Word and prayer, and then we're going to go back to the Sermon on the Mount, and then in February, we'll do like a missions month. And so that's where we're going for the next 2 months, okay? All right, let me pray for us. If you could bow your heads with me and ask for God's help. Please pray with me. Father in heaven, please, please do not leave us to ourselves now. I did not come with eloquent words or words of wisdom, but a demonstration of your Spirit's power. I pray for power. That your word might speak with deep conviction and power. Power to change. Change us. That you will not come back void. We have read your word. Now I pray that you would speak to your people, the church now. Look favorably upon us now. I pray. Pray all this not by might, not by power, but by your Spirit in and through Christ. Amen. What I want to do this morning as we embark the new year 2019 is to challenge you. I want to challenge you. I want to persuade you. I want to lead you. I want to beseech you, encourage you to give yourself to the Word of God in 2019. Give yourself. Youth, give yourself to God's word in 2019. Give yourself to it. Don't just lick this. Live here. Stay here. Eat this. Read this. Don't let the world shape you. If the Word of God does not shape you in 2019, you know what's going to shape you? The world will. Not maybe, not might. The world will shape you. If you do not give yourself to the Word of God in 2019, that's for sure. Now that's the negative, okay? In Psalm 19, he also gives us the positive. This might make you swallow a little bit better, hopefully. And this is a positive, to give yourself to the Word of God like you've never done before in 2018 and previous years. Look at verse 10. It says, David is speaking, King David, and he says this. Sorry, let me get to there. He says, verse 10, the word of God is to be what? Desired more than gold, even much fine gold, sweeter also than honey. and drippings of the honeycomb. More to be desired. If you are to make a choice or choices in 2019, choices of this, I don't know how much money, I have to actually steal it from Eddie this morning. If you had a choice of this or this, what would you do? Most people choose this almost every time over this. That's why David tells us, don't desire this more than this. You know why? You know why you should give yourself to God's word more than this? Now, if you're a U student, you might not have that much money. I mean, Eddie is an exception, college student with like 120 bucks in his pocket. You know what I mean? Like, it's a rich college student. I didn't have that much money in my pocket when I was in college. You know, U student, it might not be money, but maybe basketball. What would you choose, U students? You choose basketball over the word of God? And David's saying, don't do that. Don't do that. Choose the word of God, because why? It is more valuable than all the riches in this world. That's what he says. The riches of this world. I mean, do you believe that? Do you see that? Because if you don't see it, you know what's going to happen in 2019? You will choose this every time, like my son Noah. If I were to give him a choice of like the, he likes this police that turns into a robot, like a transformer. And I said, Noah, what would you like? You want this transformer robot or the Bible? I guarantee you, he will choose the robot almost every time. And David is saying to you, don't do that. This is more precious, more valuable. In 2019 of your time. Desire this. Choose this. Because this is more valuable, more precious than anything in this world. Now David goes on and he gives us the effects of the word of God to us. This is three. But before we go there, I want to bring your attention to these series of things that he says. Look at it. Before we get into the benefits of the word of God in 2019, as you give yourself to it every day, look at it. Look at verse 7. The law of the Lord is perfect. The testimony of the Lord is sure. The precepts of the Lord, the commandments of the Lord, the rules of the Lord, those are all the word of God. The word of God. Let that sink in. These aren't words of man. The reason it is powerful, the reason it is refreshing and joyous to the heart of God's people is because this is the word of God. The Almighty God has spoken. That's why it will have amazing effect in your life if you give yourself to it. Church? These are not words of man that you read in the newspaper, in the magazines, textbooks, television, in the internet. Most of those are words of man that we run to all the time. Don't do that. Run We're going to sing a song, Run, Run to God's Word. Church, youth group, youth students, run to the Word of God. I beg of you. I want to persuade you to run to it because this is the Word of God. The Bible is the words of the Almighty God. Only if you saw a glimpse of that, you will not hesitate. You will go to it. Not because I told you, because now you see how precious it is. Is grander and bigger than life itself. His Word of God. What blindness is that? How big is that blindness? How dark is that darkness when we don't do that? And then he lists in verse 7, 8, 9, at least three things that the Word of God, the benefits of it, okay, and it will be done. I'll go backwards. Look at verse 9, or verse 8, the second part. Verse 8, the precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The God's word gives you joy. Joy to your heart. Joy to your life as you give yourself in 2019 to this. This, guys, this is not boring. Okay? This can't be boring if this is the very word of God. This is not the problem. The psalmist said, this is what? Open my eyes that I might see what? Wondrous things. Beautiful things. Grand things. In your word. The problem is not that God's word is boring. The problem is you and me. We cannot see the beauty and the wonder in here. You don't think it's worth your time, though it is. If this is worth more than gold or any fine gold, it is worth your time. It is. May God do a miracle this morning to change you. To change you. It is sweeter than honey, than the honeycomb. The experience that God's word offers you is beyond the excitement and joy that this world offers you, that we readily run to for its puny joy. That's one of my concerns with my kids, okay? Yeah, there are joyous things in this world, isn't there? Okay? If there wasn't joy, we don't want to be doing it, you know? There's no possible way that my son Noah and my kids want to watch a TV show, okay? Because they hate it. No, but they like it. It's just we settle for puny joy versus a bigger joy that's offered here. And that's true for adults. You run to adult-giving joy in this world, whatever that might be, a house, a car, job, prestige, acceptance by your friends in the world, accomplishments, whatever that might be, versus the fuller joy that God's word will give you as you not just, again, lick this, but spend time here. You know, when I read the Bible, when I sometimes I don't feel like it, even though I know it is precious, you know what I do, okay? I'm the pastor. I wake up in the morning, and I don't feel like going to it, but I do. And so what I do is I just do a simple prayer because I need help, okay? I'm just like you. I'll run to the puny joys of this world. I'm a sinner just like you. Instead of grand, fuller, long-lasting joy that's found in the Word. And so what I do is, before I open this, I just simply pray to my Father as a little child. God, please, show me. I know this is not boring. Right now, I don't really feel it. God, Almighty God, help me to see the wonders in your Word. Open my eyes. And you know what he does most often? He will. He gives you a taste of that joy that comes in the Word. He's so faithful. He's so good. The problem is we don't want that. The problem is we don't desire that. We want other things, other joys than this. See? That's why we don't pray for that. That's why we don't come with an attitude of that. The second benefit, it says here, the testimony of the Lord is sure, making the wise simple. The Word of God gives us not just knowledge, not just understanding, but it gives us wisdom. And wisdom is this. Wisdom is the ability to know and see things from God's perspective. Let me say that one more time. Wisdom is able to see all of reality. And then in that knowledge, in that understanding, you act. You walk in that reality, totality of reality. And what God sees and what you should see, what the Bible attests to, is there's two realities. There's this reality, which is a physical reality called the universe, the physical universe, and there's another reality, the spiritual reality called the Word, the world of God, the kingdom of God. You will see why when people who only see this world, okay, that's all they see, this physical world. That is not wise, because they will act according to it. I need to get everything I need to get in this life. And when it doesn't work out, what, you know what happens? They get frustrated. When stuff that you want in this world doesn't work out, because all you see is this. That's not wisdom. Wisdom is able to see everything from God's perspective. And when you do that, when you see that, yes, you need to work. Yes, you do. Everyone here pretty much have a job or trying to get a job. Yes, you need a car and a house. But you know, and you have wisdom. You're not putting all your marbles in this world. Like Paul, he has one foot in this world. Yeah, he has to be here and preach the gospel. And yet he has another foot, another half of his body, his life, in another world. His desire is the other world called heaven. There is wisdom. And God's word, the more you read it, the more you're shaped by this, the more you're going to live in that dual reality. Doesn't mean go and sell all your stuff and go to the mountains and be a monk. Okay, that's not wisdom. dumb. Okay, I'm sorry, the people who do, I mean, not me. No! You gotta be, what? Be in the world, but what? Not of the world. Don't love the world. Don't be shaped by the world. Yes, you need stuff in this world. Yes, you need to eat. Yeah, you need a roof over your head. And yes, you need money to buy stuff. But don't throw yourself into it. Like you see, everything that you see, that's not wisdom. That's, you know what that's called? That's a fool. A fool does that. And you don't know what's going to happen to that person when they die? They have nothing in their pockets because they haven't been storing stuff in heaven. They've been building, what Jesus says in the parable, building more barns, bigger ones, better ones, more and more. You fool, Jesus says. That is not wisdom. Wisdom is, yes, we got to live here, but don't be of the world. Live in it. Don't be of it. Don't be part of it and its philosophy and the way of life. That is not wisdom. That is actually living in darkness. It's almost like you're driving with your eyes closed. That'd be a disaster in the making. The Word of God gives you information not about just about this reality. Almost 90% of it is about another reality. If you're God's child, your new home, the Bible says. The 99% of your life that's remaining, it talks about that. It talks about that. It's a door that you open into that reality. And it helps you, it teaches you what's in there, what's valuable in there. It gives you a tremendous amount of knowledge, understanding, and wisdom that you need. So you college students and you youth students, can I say this in front of your parents? Go get your education. Be the all you can be, okay? But that's not what life is. Can't be. That is not wisdom. It is devoting yourself to this in 2019 more than you did before. I know that's not popular, but I gotta say that, and I gotta deal with that with myself, with my kids. Lastly, the Word of God, the benefits. In verse 7, the law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The Bible gives life and power to your soul. When you're a Christian, when you're born again, the Spirit of God gives you as a gift the graces of God, okay? And when you have these graces, the graces primarily feeds on the Word to get its power, to get its life. It's kind of like a plug, you know? This is you. And you need to plug yourself into an outlet to make it work, to charge your phone. I'm sure you heard that demonstration before. You got to plug it in. This is you. And the Bible is the outlet. You got to do it. You got to plug it in to give life. You could tell when someone has not been plugging in very much that they don't have life. When problems happen, they crumble. Okay? Maybe you don't have problems now, but it will happen. It will come. Death in the family. Things that don't go right. Diseases. Good night. Man, I hope you're ready for it. We have met so many families over the years of kids who just were born with problems. And what's going to get you through is not just to deal with it. What's going to get you through that season of life is the life and power that you draw from this. It's not just toughing it out. It's not going to work. No, you can't handle your problems on your own. We've been singing that, didn't we? He's faithful. You're what I need. And if you have a spouse that's on that trajectory, you can't be afraid. You got to talk to your spouse, okay? With love and with gentleness and with respect. Or the husband or wife. You gotta, because you love them, okay? With tears hanging. Matthew 4:4 says, man shall not live by bread alone. Life is not about bread. But what? Nourishment, power comes from what? Every word that comes from what? The mouth of God. Do you know who said that? Jesus said that. And Jesus, the Son of God, the second person of the Trinity, he knows what he's talking about, church. Trust him. Man shall not live by bread alone, Jonathan, but by every word that comes from his mouth. Get life and sustenance and power from it, Jean, Karen, church. First Peter chapter 1, verse 23. Since you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable through what? How are you born again? Power from death to life changed completely from child of darkness to child of light. He says what? Through, since you've been born again, not of perishable seed, but imperishable seed, through by the living and abiding word of God. The word of God is life-giving, power-giving to your soul. It is a gift to you. It is a gift to you. So you will receive the gift to give you power and life and joy, deep joy. Church, don't settle for the puny joys, though it is joy that the world and its things offer you. Offer. That's a great part, one of the greatest challenges that you will face in 2019. You will settle for puny joys or greater, deeper, long-lasting joy that God's word, as you give yourself to it, church, in 2019. Amen? Amen? Let's pray. Father in heaven, help us. I just don't want to talk. I pray for change. Change in your sons and daughters in this room. If there's any here that is not born again from above, by the power of your spirit, through the living and abiding word of God, I pray that you would not give them rest until that has happened. You would frustrate their lives until they find you. Give that love and mercy to them. And God, those who have found you, you have found them. And they've been starving the graces that you have given them. And trying to fill their lives with the lesser joys in this world. Forgive us. You're our good Father, a gentle Father. And you discipline us for our good. I pray that you will. So we will run to you. We will run to your word. In 2019, so that we might be shaped by it and not by this world, I pray. I pray. I plead to you, oh God, have mercy on this church and all your people that are here. I pray all this not by might, not by power, but by your Spirit in and through Christ. Amen.